Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
In Acts chapter 27, Paul is talking right after the shipwreck, and here's what he says in verse 33. Paul implored them all to take food, saying, "Therefore I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you." And when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food themselves. I think there's a lot we can learn from Paul's prayer there and from his action. One, food was important for them to receive nourishment. I love this is not intended to promote Chick-fil-A, but their little phrase, you know, food is a necessity of life, there, so it should be enjoyed. And it should be. It's a necessity of life. It should be enjoyed. He took time, though, to give thanks. And I think that's something that's important for all of us to do. And dare not get away from that. So wherever you are today, even at a hot dog stand, I remember someone teasing me, said, "He's the only person I know that prays over a hot dog." It's okay. I'm thankful for it. And we should all be thankful for what God provides. But notice what he said. They were all encouraged. See, your actions has the power to encourage others. And we ought to be aware of that. So I can be a minister of encouragement or a minister of discouragement. I want to be a minister of encouragement. I want you to. And you will represent Jesus well.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.